Like, we're really great at dropping in quickly and helping folks in an emergency situation. And so we're also, especially with our DevOps team and our infrastructure capabilities, if there's a skills gap that you're identifying maybe a little later than what you would like to identify it, we're really good at kind of jumping in and being paratroopers in that situation.
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for another episode of The Business of Sales? First things first, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you're giving up your time. In return, I want to make sure that we're giving you interesting guests and an idea or two that's going to help you in your business. So, hey, thank you for being here. Allego.com sponsors our show, and it would absolutely mean the world to us if you would go to Allego.com and request a demo. That's called supporting us through our sponsors. And more importantly, you're going to find something on that sales enablement platform that can help you increase sales and the retention of your sales force. A sales enablement platform, it does so much. I think you'll be amazed. Allego.com, check it out. In the meantime, let's roll. Here's this week's episode of The Business of Sales. Folks in the world today that say they are serial entrepreneurs. I don't know if that means they've had a lot of businesses that failed or if it means that they've just tried to start a bunch of businesses, but the gentleman that's on the show with us today has been able to create successful businesses in being a serial entrepreneur, and we're very excited about having Ben Johnson with us, who runs Particle 41. Let me tell you, Ben is a guy that knows the technology side of business, and he's going to share some of those great ideas with us here today, right here on The Business of Sales. Ben, thank you so much for being with us today, buddy.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. This is going to be fun. This is really going to be fun. Hey, just give us a real brief background on who you are and what you do.
Sure. I'm Ben Johnson. I'm the CEO of Particle 41. And we're a global software consultancy that loves to get involved in inspired product development. So we want to accelerate your business through software engineering, software development, and we do data science and DevOps, as well as your typical application development. So we have a really broad range of services that we offer. And our biggest goal is to accelerate your business at the pace that the market demands.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. Can you give me an example, Ben, of something that you've done for a business out there and helped them, how you've helped them?
Sure. I mean, our services are really wide ranging. So we have successful case studies, and even like just the most obscure is like a VR application in the safety space. So folks can go learn how to drive a forklift inside of one of those Oculus headsets, and we're doing the software that produces those, I guess you could call them games, those virtual reality games where you learn how to drive a forklift. And there's a whole suite, you know, safe patient handling, ladder safety. So we're even doing the software instead of VR headsets, but we're also doing things like getting mobile apps live. One of our other case studies is with a really cool business called Forte. Forte is a place where you can go to get music lessons with amazing certified teachers. So imagine you're in the Midwest somewhere and you want to get a lesson from somebody at Juilliard. Forte makes that happen. It's a marketplace for music lessons. And we created the in-lesson experience, or the better than Zoom kind of video conferencing that allows those lessons to take place.
Wow. So if I'm a business owner out there and I've got some wild ideas, not wild necessarily, but some ideas about how I could use technology possibly to grow my business, you'd be able to help me build out that idea and figure out which way we want to go and how I want to do that, right?
That's absolutely right. Even if it's not as sexy as VR headsets and, even if it's just, hey, you know, I'd really like to get my systems talking to one another in a more streamlined way. I'd love for my team not to have to enter the same data in this system as this other system. Or I just want a really good dashboard that shows me how my business is doing. And I know that that's not as simple as just plug in playing some software. So even those, you know, table stakes ideas, like system integration and data visualization, we're more than happy to help with that stuff as well.
And you know, Ben, I'm a salesman, a sales guy. That's kind of where I am with this thing. And I just have to ask, I can't imagine, and maybe I'm wrong here, you fix me. I can't imagine that there's a line of 1,000 people standing outside your door waiting to get in to talk to you about building software. Where do your clients come from?
So our clients come, I built the majority of my business by referral. So being dependable is key. So we feel like if we follow our core values, the result of that is being dependable. And then client one tells client two tells client three. And honestly, that's how we've grown the majority of our business. We're working on 20 active engagements, and we have enough work for ourselves, but we also want to meet more people. So recently I've tried the inbound sales. So I'll confess that I've joined the masses of folks that are sending you the spam emails and maybe even sending you a LinkedIn invitation. So we are trying some of those I'll call typical direct response marketing tactics. But what we're doing is we're tailing that up with some free advisory, right? We want to find people that have a problem that want to talk about it. And I'm willing to put some skin in the game with running my CTO advisory playbook to get to know another business owner, another CEO, and see what problems they're having and see how we can help. And so that's my approach, is more of willing to put some time in and be helpful to the problem. We're really great at SEAL Team 6. Like, we're really great at dropping in quickly and helping folks in an emergency situation. And so we're also, especially with our DevOps team and our infrastructure capabilities, if there's a skills gap that you're identifying maybe a little later than what you would like to identify it, we're really good at kind of jumping in and being paratroopers in that situation.
Wow, that's exciting. That is very, very exciting. What do you do to get a client to refer somebody? Ben, do you ask them for referrals? How do you do that?
So I do ask folks for referrals. Most of the time, if you've been dependable with like that client one, client two, client three situation, they know. Also in the tech space, it's competitive. You know, you only have to scroll your email half a page to get somebody who's saying, "Hey, I have software development team for you." But it's another thing to know that they're good.
Yeah.
Right. To know that they do what they say they're going to do. And so in most cases, the referral is honestly a favor to the person that you're referring, right? You had your app built by us and you're saying, "Hey, you want to go build an app? This is the place you go, because I had success." And so a lot of it is that. I do partner with some top tier MSPs who really like to take care of the IT part of the business.
Wait a minute,
not necessarily.
Ben. Wait a minute. VR, you define for me eventually. What's an MSP?
Sure. So an MSP is a managed service provider. So okay. You would go to a managed service provider to say, you know, take care of your IT assets, keep them in compliance. And they generally offer 24/7 support on your IT assets. So an MSP, managed service provider, kind of provides you a fractional NOC or network operations center, or they'll kind of take care of the infrastructure for you, the IT side of the business, but they typically don't touch the applications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so one of my big referral partners is a top tier MSP that works, that really owns the cloud space of a bunch of enterprise businesses.
Yeah.
But when they need application help, we drop in and help with the applications. So I've also worked out some referral partnerships that have helped us grow as well.
So an MSP is basically, they're building the big old box and putting all the toys together that are going to work together, but they don't build the toys.
That's right.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. I moved to a learning management system at one point in my career, and it was amazing to me how specialized a lot of the IT folks in the IT world are. Well, we only do this little piece, and you're going to have to hire somebody else to do that little piece, and then you're going to need somebody else to help you integrate it. It was quite a challenge.
For sure. I mean, you need people to do what they're good at. This is really why you use a boutique service firm like us, like Particle 41. Mm-hmm. Your focus is whatever your core competency is, right? You're building your particular widgets, or you're involved in your particular industry. Your core competency might not be software development, but by working with us, you get our 20 years of expertise, plus our panel of people. And, you know, really what we charge you for is the labor itself, right? The people who are doing the labor. So by using boutique service firms to help you grow your business, you can even do this in HR, where maybe you're not quite the size of team that needs a full-time HR director or a full-time HR generalist. You can find outsourced HR companies that'll just help you with exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're getting their years of compliance expertise really at a discount, because they're fractionalizing, you know, that across multiple clients.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a great strategy to, you know, to leverage or, you know, outsource certain functions. And we do great at filling skills gaps that exist in an organization without the overhead of having to, you know, pull in that talent and then create a software development culture when your culture may be something really precise to your industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've talked to a number of the fractional folks out there that have taken their expertise and they do it for a number of different companies. And, you know, latest one was a lady who was a fractional head of human resources, for example.
Yeah.
And she could be the chief human resource officer for 6 different companies, because none of them are big enough to take all of her time, but together they more than filled up her week and filled up her bank account as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm offering fractional CTO services. My company is led by 4 CTOs that have kind of owned, that have slightly, we're unique. All 4 of us are unique, So, you know, we have that pedigree, and then based on your problem, we'll map you to one of those 4 CTOs and we'll give you those fractional CTO services. And then you also get, you know, the software development or the actual execution muscle behind and connected to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's interesting. I don't know. IT stuff just leaves me every now and again, and just goes right over the top of my head. Ben, tell me this. Now, Dan, you've been in business now for 20 plus years, and you've been running businesses. In today's world, what do you think is one of the most important things that a business owner needs to watch and to be careful about and to know about? And what's one of those most important things that a business owner needs to deal with today?
You know, I call this there's so many different ways I could answer that question. That's a great question. Right now, my main focus is kind of like personal discipline and then from there, extreme ownership. So really, I think as a business owner, you kind of have to take care of yourself. And so generally that starts with like the morning routine and some sort of practice of goal setting. This is just not, the market is not really embracing, like, you just can't wing it, right? Most of our ideas are something that somebody else has done at some point. You could be in that 1% that you're working on an idea that's truly unique. But it's kind of like trying to write original music right now, and then and you write original music and nobody can ever say it sounds like something else. So of course they can, right? We've been in decades and decades of music, right? So you're going to create some music and it's going to be comparable to some other music. So you have to make sure that you're a master of your craft,
yeah,
and that you're that you're constantly evolving. And I think that starts with good personal discipline, a good morning routine. And so, you know, focus on, you know, I'm really focused on four pillars: faith, family, finance, and fitness. And I think having those four pillars nailed for me personally is really important so that I can be the best for my clients and for my employees.
Boy, that sounds great. Faith, family, fitness, and
finance.
Yeah. That always is a good thing to have, right? Got to pay the bills.
Right.
That is wonderful. How do you work all that into your morning routine?
So, I mean, great question. I appreciate that. I mean, really, first thing I do when I get up is I go for a walk. Right now I'm going for a walk. Maybe next week it'll be some form of weight training or whatever. But right now, mm-hmm. I put a steep incline on the treadmill and I grind it out. I listen to some learning content as I'm doing that. And then after that, I do some faith work. I'm a Christian, so I study my Bible. Mm-hmm. I do some journaling. And so now I've knocked out faith and I've knocked out fitness and I've only been awake for an hour, right? So 30 minutes exercise, 30 minutes of faith-based meditation. And then I do about 15 minutes of planning. I check my calendar. I make sure I got my day organized. And then I start cracking.
So you get your head on straight and then you go to work and you start doing what you need to do. How do you plan your day, Ben? How do you know what to do when you get up in the morning after your morning routine? When it comes to business, how do you know what's on the list of things to do today?
So I'm a calendar blocker. So I sit with my assistant every week and we agree on weekly targets. Like, hey, what are the things we're really going to get done this week? And so we kind of nail those things down. So I have weekly targets, I have 90-day goals, and I have annual goals. And so then based on those things, then I'm blocking time on my calendar. And of course, I have regular standing meetings with clients. And so usually the day is fairly planned out. Plans are made to be broken, right? So you got to maybe make some adjustments, but
sure.
The majority of the day is blocked and I'm a big calendar blocker.
So, you know, when you get off the treadmill and you finished your study for the morning, you know what you're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's critical. I really do. So many times folks will say, you know, I gotta figure out what's most important for today. I gotta think about where I'm going to go today and what I'm going to do. I'm with you. I like to do that on a weekly basis and just realize that every day at the end of the day, maybe I still have to tweak my plan for tomorrow, but I don't have to create my plan for tomorrow. I'm with you, Ben. I'm with you on that one 100%, brother.
Yeah, I think that then we start asking ourselves, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
And that's a dangerous question. Well, what do I want to do? I want to do nothing, right? Like, that's a dangerous question that can harm revenue.
Yeah, just a little bit. I see. I want to go play golf. Yeah, right. No, that ain't going to do it. I love it. Ben, what anything else that you'd like to share with our audience of similar people as you, business owners and entrepreneurs out there and maybe professional salespeople? Anything else you can share with them to help them in their day?
Sure. I think another thing is the power of positive affirmation. And this is, man, I if you'd asked me about this a year ago, if you'd said something about this a year ago, I would have thought you were new agey or way out there or something, you know, but it's extremely powerful. Our identity comes from what we believe.
Yep.
And so what we believe about ourselves, you know, really shapes the way that we behave. And so, mm-hmm. One of my daily affirmations is I don't waste time. I get the most out of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've reprogrammed my identity based on that affirmation, just saying that to myself a couple times a day and then filtering you know, look, we all have perfectly, you know, very efficient distraction devices in our pockets. And
I love it. That's exactly what it is. It's a damn distraction device.
Yeah. At any time, we can blow any amount of time on some reels and just flip through the reels until our minds are dead, right?
Absolutely. And
so this affirmations really helped me kind of prevent that, you know, prevent or curate that, you know, what am I doing? And, you know, I don't, as I see myself going for those reels, is I don't waste time. I get the most out of my time. What can I be doing right now that's more valuable?
Yeah.
And I think for business owners and especially sales professionals like your audience, you know, every minute matters, right? You know, a couple minutes is another call, another prospecting, another refining of the sales pipeline, you know, that really matters. So, I think, and like, I don't create these haphazardly. Like I don't have a dozen of them. I just have a handful that I'm really dialed in on. Another one that I have right now is I speak courageously, not cowardly. My words, you know, my words matter. So when I say something, I mean it. And so that idea of courageous speech versus cowardly speech or soft speech is one of the affirmations I'm kind of baking in right now. And I'll tweak them as I come up with better words.
Sure.
And like I only have a handful, but I think that's a powerful tool for really reprogramming your identity. And so you know, that came to mind as you were asking what else I would share.
Oh man, that's super. That is outstanding. Ben, thank you again for being on the Business of Sales. Really enjoyed chatting with you today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And for everybody else out there, y'all go make it a great week. Have a wonderful time. And I'll see you again next week right here on the Business of Sales.